Janine, you have the floor.
Thank you, Your Excellency. The European Union is pleased to participate in the 23rd session of the IGWG. Allow me to start by congratulating Ambassador Babirou on his re-election as Chairperson Rapporteur. We look forward to working closely with you and your team and plan to continue to engage constructively in the work of the IGWG. The European Union continues to be deeply committed to the fight against racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia and related intolerance, whether perceived or actual. We have not forgotten that it was hatred that brought Europe to ashes in the Second World War, 80 years ago now. And while the EU was not made all at once or according to a single plan, and there continues to be scope for improvement, fostering diversity and inclusion continues to be a key feature of our endeavors. Racism and racial discrimination have no place in this project. At the global level, one of the priorities continues to be the universal ratification and the full and effective implementation of the ICERD. The EU also continues to be fully committed to the primary objectives and commitments undertaken at the 2001 Durban World Conference to combat racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia and related intolerance. For these reasons, the EU always participates in the meetings of all follow-up mechanisms to the DDPA. The EU also supports the program of activities agreed for the first international decade on people of African descent, which will now be continued under the second international decade. We agree that there is a pressing need to do more. Mutual tolerance and understanding between communities is needed more than ever. Racism is on the rise, and we do not take this disturbing trend lightly. The question is how to achieve this. The EU remains convinced that there is scope to enhance the effectiveness of the different mechanisms that have been created at the UN to ensure the full and effective implementation of the DDPA. Impact on the ground is not achieved on the basis of the number of mechanisms or reports or meetings that we have both in New York and Geneva. Impact on the ground is achieved when there is ownership, when states participate in the meetings and effectively use the conclusions and recommendations as a base for developing their domestic policies. The continued push to allocate more resources to the existing mechanisms, ask for more reports, and create extra reporting lines is not sustainable. It would be more useful to concentrate the expertise and align calendars and reporting requests so that more delegations join the meetings and there is more time to study the reports. The EU already made proposals in this regard and continues to stand ready to have an in-depth discussion on how to rationalize and streamline the existing mechanisms. The best venue for such a discussion is the IGWG, which is why we hope that the standing agenda item on this topic will come back again, hopefully, in October. Mr. Chair, with regard to the negotiations on the draft UN Declaration on the Respect, Protection and Fulfillment of the Human Rights of People of African Descent, the EU first wants to thank the Secretariat for its most recent status report, as it captures very well the main points raised during the discussions at the 20th, 21st, and 22nd sessions of the working group. It also shows that there is still a lot to be done. Several issues remain outstanding. It is important to take the necessary time to solve these issues before deciding on next steps. It is equally important that the IGWG is equipped with the necessary technical expertise in order to be able to take informed decisions. In this regard, we appreciated the decision at the most recent session to invite an expert from the World Health Organization to discuss the article on the right to health. The EU encourages the IGWG to continue this practice when relevant. Lastly, the IGWG has the duty to ensure that its decisions are fully in line with existing international law. It is essential, in our view, that the future declaration is fully in line with key sources such as the ICERD, ICCPR, ICESR, UDHR, VDPA, and DDPA. We must also pay attention not to create new rights that would not be applicable to all human beings. Human rights are universal. With this in mind, the EU will continue to engage meaningfully in the negotiations with an open mind and in the firm belief that we have a joint responsibility to come to results. I thank you.